The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
No, because race car, you would actually say in common parlance. Have you ever heard someone say, Mr. Owl ate my metal worm?
No, but that's why
it could be going fishing.
It's fabricated.
Why would you lure an owl underwater, you dipshit?
Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the halflings, Leaf, has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk.
Are you talking to us?
No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know. Now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight now. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
Every time, if I'm late, you guys will be like, oh, we could have been so creative tonight. I would have had so much energy if you were only here at 8:30. I've been here at 8:30 before. You're sitting by yourself, looking like you're going to cry, maybe drinking a whiskey and Coke. And Chris is sitting by himself, holding his face in his hands, drinking like a glass of water. We would not be any more productive 2 hours ago.
To be honest with you, I can't remember the last time he showed up before you did, Johnny.
I started showing up after
a shock.
I started showing up after Johnny because you guys need all the time to prepare, whereas I come in rolling hot with the content.
So showing up after Johnny is not in and of itself a bad thing.
I'm helping out. I'm managing. Mm-hmm. I'm like a like a metamorphosis rock.
Is that a rock?
Is
that the one that becomes lava?
I don't
volcano
know.
Rock obsidian. My wit is as sharp as obsidian.
Listen, Pat, the reason you're so defensive about this is because you know you're wrong for showing
I'm
up
not
so
being
late.
Defensive I'm it's angry because whenever
defensive
no
rant.
Whenever
it's very
whenever
natural
I
to get
am saying
like
hey
that.
Let's try and do something more or hey let's try and do this, you guys are always trying. It's like, what can I think of as an excuse? Or I know, blame something externally, don't blame myself, just find something that I can justify my shitty excuse for.
All I'm saying is we were here at like 8:30 and had a great time, high energy, ready to go, and we sat here and waited for 2 hours for you to show up. Just saying.
And I know that sounds real for the listeners, but
it was real.
They know, and I know that you're completely wrong. You're a liar.
Said the liar.
Look, we take 1 week off and everything goes to shit, apparently. Like, we haven't even started and you're already arguing with each other.
Why don't you go back to your stupid sandy shores?
Let daddy step in and calm everybody
so
down.
So basically what happened was Chris got to go on vacation and we didn't. And now we're pissed because we had to work all week.
Yeah.
So it's your fault.
Pat didn't work this week.
Are we gonna just brush by Chris calling himself daddy? Or?
Yeah, was not a big fan of that one.
Well, nobody really ever is a fan of their dad at sometimes. When daddy speaks truth, not a popular guy in the household.
I don't know if you know the whole connotation of the word daddy.
You're taking it so twisted.
You're not daddy. You're Buster Bluth.
Army of Half a Day?
Mother, I'm going to Army. Maybe we should just rehash the entire Arrested Development series.
That could be fun.
And see if people realize that's what we're doing.
Pat and I actually had a segment idea for when you were gone. We were trying to get together and film a video. And it was going to be Pat and Johnny in the morning. And we'd do like a morning talk show, basically. Basically rip off of Community. But we never actually did it.
Oh, shocker.
No, I was gone for the majority of the time. I think it's a great idea. And we will be coming to you with that at some point without Chris.
Yeah, he can film, but it's going to be Pat and Johnny in the morning.
I could be Jeff that walks in and is like, what the hell are you doing? There's no cameras here. Or there's no people. There's no whatever. Yeah.
There are no limits to this, Johnny.
Well, I did have a great vacation at the beach.
Yeah, how?
And welcome to the podcast, everyone.
No, we have not introduced the podcast yet.
Is that the first time Johnny has ever welcomed it?
Gentlemen?
Nobody say thank you. Nobody, no more welcomes, no more nothing, no more gentlemen.
Thank you.
It is not. I have not said it yet, so it's not real. We're still bantering. Also, welcome to the podcast.
You son of a bitch.
Don't say it.
Welcome. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Johnny and Pat.
You know, it's been...
It's great to be back here.
I know it's only been 1 week, but I honestly thought we said thank you after you welcomed us to the podcast.
Well, something's never changed.
Welcome. And, thank you.
And Pat's idiocy has certainly not changed.
It's only getting better. You're welcome.
But we are back here for episode 11 of season 2.
I'm pretty sure it's 10.
Give a little bit more 12. Comedy. A little bit more Lord of the Rings extrapolation.
You can't just use words like that. You can't just say them.
I really don't know. It is hard to like tell people what exactly we're going to be doing because we don't really know. Right. Still, it's been 2 seasons, and we don't really know what we're doing.
That's why we have to hire like a producer who just does everything for us and explains themselves.
Great episode today, though, gentlemen.
I think this was one of our best.
It's a bold statement.
We have so much planned.
Yes. Yes, we do. Johnny, why don't you explain to the people what we have planned?
We have planned words to be heard.
Ooh, words to be heard. New segment.
And stories.
And the first word to be heard is...
Purred.
Extrapolate.
Remarkably, I'm actually not feeling terrible. I don't know what's going on here because I always hate how these things sound. I think I've turned over a new leaf. I think I am a happy person now, and I may be better than you guys.
You showed up with brand new shoes, brand new clothes, actually very nice outfit.
Like, you're
looking great, and you have a good attitude. Like, who are you?
This is weird.
Isn't there like a phrase for like... Like new clothes.
Is this your midlife? Is this midlife or quarter life crisis?
I already had my quarter life crisis, so this is like my next year after.
What happened in your quarter life crisis?
Depression.
I think this is just his metrosexual vibe right now.
I'm just exploring. One could say feeling different. Avenues of living. Johnny's trying to hold himself.
Let's be honest, you're not feeling any different.
We're so proud of you.
Stop trying to make me feel shittier. I am a new person, and I am going to lead this podcast to Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights, or what's the word there?
Wuthering.
Weathering?
Is it weathering?
Is it weathering or
no,
weathering?
Weathering. We will weather the heights when we get to the Wuthering Heights, is how I think you meant to say it.
Weathering is not a word.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
It's a book.
Weathering. Is
no
a book
idea.
Called Wuthering?
Wuthering. Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's weathering. I think it's Wuthering Heights.
Why am I arguing with you guys about this? You guys don't even read books. Let's talk about something like ordinary people do. Did you watch the new Marvel movie?
This is a new Marvel movie?
I don't know. I'm sure there was so much depth to it.
There has been no Marvel movie released recently, no. You know, the whole pandemic, movie theater shut down. And
couldn't you technically go to a movie theater and just space out, like, 2 people per row?
Oh, you could space out, right?
I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
You could space out if, like, Interstellar 2 is...
You just took the shittiest pun he's ever made and made it worse.
Wait, it's been 2 weeks. We're a little rusty.
Yeah, that's true. Give us a what phrase am I looking for? Not throw us a bone, but you know, like
bonus a throw.
Yeah, bonus a throw. Let us sing sweet nothings until we eventually find some sort of groove here.
You can trust me.
What if we made a whole podcast episode of just us whispering sweet nothings?
Yikes.
And we call it...
Yikes.
Call it the Go to Sleep podcast. Of crashing waves in the back. And
what if we made a like wake-up ringtone? You know, like a little I don't know, 30-second clip of us just being like, it's time. The morning is here. Welcome to day.
I would shoot myself.
Welcome to day. Wait, are we singing or talking? What's going on here? You're doing this little halvesies thing.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
By the way, Wuthering means characterized by strong winds.
So the strong-winded heights.
Shut up, nerd.
You shut up.
Got him.
God, I really, I have, my, I gotta I work on my comebacks.
We're a little out of sync. We're a little out of practice, but it's fine. We do need to start this. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
It is great to have y'all here.
It is great to have you here.
It's great to have you here.
Oh, were we not supposed to talk there? I thought we had like found a new thing. I don't know.
What, we just repeat ourselves twice?
There are shows
after
where
everything
someone
I say?
Yeah. Sometimes it just repeat it a different way. And sometimes, it's like, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, let's get into it. John, you want to kick us off with a little breaking news from Florida?
Yes. It's time for the news.
I kind of like when he says, let's get to the news better.
I wanted to change it up, though.
Well, yeah. It sounds bad, so
I will go with it either way.
Let's get to the news.
Yeah, I liked it the first time.
This is breaking news from Florida.
Florida couple spent days trapped in an unlocked closet. So basically, a pair of trespassers, if you will, spent 2 days thinking they were trapped inside a closet at the Daytona State College's Marine and Environmental Science Center.
Were they learning?
No, they were stealing.
Stealing what? Sharks.
Wait, so they broke into a Marine Center to steal stuff.
Yes.
Then, and thought they got locked in a closet?
So basically they heard someone coming, so they hid in a closet. And then they thought they were trapped.
And when
they didn't know how to get out.
They didn't try the handle of the closet?
Drugs were involved.
Oh, well.
I feel like
why didn't we assume that one?
Say this
it's,
anymore.
Yeah, it's Florida you news. Should know that everyone in these stories is high.
At what point?
Very, very high.
At what point did they resurface, so to speak?
So they got quote unquote trapped on Sunday and did not call the police till Tuesday.
They spent 2 days.
Are
three
you kidding
days?
Me?
2 days not locked. Can't 2 days inside a closet.
Can't you die of no like water in that time or food or something?
Food is 2 weeks. Water is about 4 days.
So they were like almost. They were almost dead.
Kind of.
Wouldn't
yes.
they have sobered up by like the second day though?
No, because they brought more drugs with them.
So they just like what? Did cocaine in a closet in the Marine Center
My
for like
guess
2 days?
Is heroin.
It's always like
or bath salts.
A decent guess when it comes to that state.
I really don't know what kind of drugs, like what the difference is enough to know like what would make you do that. Maybe they will all make you do that, but if they're strong enough, I
One
suppose.
Day we'll get a drug expert on here and he can tell us exactly what would make you do that.
That's true. That
we'll become the new Joe Rogan podcast and we'll all just do cocaine and heroin on the show.
Wait, we should definitely have someone on who can like we're all joking around the Florida thing and then we have like the analyst who's just like, well, this is a classic case of like a fentanyl symptom.
Oh, God.
I feel like we would just disrespect that person so much.
But their voice would be respected by others.
It'd be like, oh, very cool, like drug man.
Fucking narc.
What is, what is seology called?
I'm sorry?
Like the study of sea things, marinology.
Marine biology.
Is that it?
Oceanography.
What's like sharkology called?
Death. I don't know.
There's no sharks in here.
Shark tooth. Ooh, ha, ha. So do they want to be
what are you majoring in college? Shark tooth. Ooh, ha, ha.
But did they how do they find themselves in a marine biological observatory.
Yeah, what was in there that they were going to steal?
It didn't say what they were trying to steal.
So turtles?
I like turtles. Was there a lighthouse there? Maybe they were trying to get up to the lighthouse.
I doubt it. But they basically told police that someone had chased them into the closet.
Was it a shark?
Well, and the police were like, oh, yeah, totally.
And the police was like, I think it's a macaw.
What kind of shark is it? So when police got there, they discovered that the door didn't even have a lock on it. The door is not even capable of locking.
So they didn't even twist the knob.
I bet it was like a door that opens outwards, and all they did was try to pull it.
Oh, that's a good thought. Yeah,
but it has no lock. They stayed in there for 2 days until they were found.
Why didn't they just bust the door down?
I don't think they were doing those kind of drugs.
Yeah, they weren't doing PCP.
But like,
I think they were doing the kind of drugs where you can sit comfortably in a dark closet for 3 days and not get claustrophobic or die of thirst.
It sounds like it's right up your guys' alley.
Holy, you put it that way.
I mean, you're miserable and you hate life, but you're fine for two days.
It was a man and a woman. The woman, so she had escaped a mental health treatment facility, crashing a car and escaping from the back of a police cruiser a few years prior. So probably not working with the best.
Wait, so mind. She was,
I don't even know what the guy's story is.
She literally was free for like 2 years after escaping this mental institute?
She escaped. They just couldn't find her.
That's pretty impressive. We have to give her props for that. Like escaping like that and not being caught for 2 years. And when she did get caught, it was because of her own stupidity. It wasn't like they tracked her down. Like they literally lost this person.
For someone who has the skills to keep off the grid for 2 years and then they get found in a closet.
Yeah, but it's Florida. You know, she escapes. There's a warrant out for her arrest, but there's so much other shit going on there. They're kind of like, we'll get you eventually. We got other shit to do.
Yeah, if you're a police officer in Florida, like what is your attitude? How do you keep mentally fit things?
Like, that's not as important as this. He just blew up a meth lab.
You do have to prioritize. It's like, oh, this guy's hanging off an 18-wheeler going 100 on 95.
That's why when
this person is trying to light their mother on fire with a pizza or something.
That's why when I was down there, no one obeys speed limits. I saw a guy cut off a cop going 90 and was not pulled over. The cop was like, I don't give a fuck.
Because, there are certain things, like the bar is so high or low, depending on how you look at it, where the cops are like, I'm not going to waste my time on someone speeding when someone is blowing up their meth lab with a wind missile.
Exactly.
I forgot about
that one. Or shoving dumplings in his mother's face.
Right.
With his mannequin. But yeah, so it turns out she actually, the woman has, her record has already includes 5 jail sentences in Florida dating back to 2000.
Well, man, it's got to be pretty low for the average citizen in Florida.
Damn, her mugshot looks fucking crazy. And the guy looks like a fucking dweeb. You want to see that?
You're so charitable towards these people. I love it.
Thank you.
This is pretty funny. I mean, would you be charitable towards someone who had a dollar sign tattoo on their neck?
I can't see.
Sorry. It's like red on her throat.
Oh, yikes.
It looks like the guy is just like some kid that she just like led astray.
He doesn't look that young. He looks older than you.
How dare you, sir? I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Very creepy, though. Like, that's kind of a creepy...
I don't
photo.
Like seeing the pictures because then it humanizes it and then I can't make fun of them.
Hey, Pat does have a heart.
When did we discuss me not having one?
And that's so, another reason?
Not to live in Florida.
Not to live in Florida. Gosh, man, the more we do these, the more I'm just like, yikes, I don't want to ever go to Florida.
I don't think I would ever go down there. I always thought maybe it would be cool to go to Disney World once.
Well, like, Disney World isn't locals, so like,
I guess that's true.
Very true.
You're secluded. You're in a bubble. You're protected.
Yeah, when my sister
cuz that's a word.
That's when my sister visited Florida from Ireland. She was like doing some work in Gainesville, and she was like, "Why does everyone here drive a pickup truck? Why is everyone like 200 pounds overweight, and why are there alligators everywhere?" And that's, to me, is like, that's not really the best sales pitch for a state.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, Florida does have a reputation, clearly, or else this segment wouldn't be real. We can't do like breaking news from
the armpit of America.
You know, like Alabama.
I'm sure we get some good ones from there.
This thing might sort of veer towards the southern states.
Fine, we can't do breaking news from Minnesota. Man's extraordinarily nice to another man.
There are some things that have happened in Minnesota.
Rough in recent times.
There are some things in the Northeast.
That is true.
Well, you could get some. You
could have said North Dakota, South Dakota.
Let's go with Canada.
You pick Minnesota. There are some, it would just be a different thing. It would just be like, you know, man ice fishes for 39 hours straight. Other man comes and ice fishes with them. Their kids make hot chocolate.
Up in Quebec?
I think I did see a crazy one. I don't know if it was Canada, though. It was somewhere with snow. And I'm not going to mention it in this.
Somewhere with snow? Wow, that really
narrows it down. I know. I decided not to tell that story on this.
That's fair. We have boundaries on this podcast. We respect everyone's right to speak or not speak. Right, Chris? Shut up, Chris.
Sure. All right, let's go into a little around the table. Let's do it.
Around the table.
AT&T around the end table.
Around the table.
Around the table.
AT&T, pass it around.
AT&T.
I have a question. It's like a serious question, but it's something that, frankly, you guys aren't going to be on board with me, and I really want listener involvement on this. So obviously we're doing our live show right now. We're not doing a live show. But my question is, given our advances in technology and how good technology is, why do people feel like they have to get like a new phone or a new car, or like a new TV, like every 2 or 3 years? Like, I was rolling with my Samsung S4 for like 6-7 years, and I saved thousands of dollars. It still does the same thing. Yeah, the photos aren't that good, but just that's why you get a schmuck like Chris to take the good photos. This is like a serious question. Like,
I've never taken a photo for you.
It's nice to buy new things, but like, when you're paying another like $1,000 for an iPhone that just has a better camera, you know, like,
it, because it works better in this day and age. Like, your phone, like, or the old one, as shitty as it was, like, you couldn't do anything on it. You can't even receive videos or pictures.
Well, that's a different.
I have a intellectual term for you.
Don't say planned obsolescence.
Damn it! I was gonna say planned obsolescence.
I get that. However, even with I think Apple does it more than other companies, but I mean, even with planned obsolescence, like, the technology is still decent. Right. Or it's not a huge issue.
Different angle.
Isosceles.
What?
Acute.
Well, the philosophical angle, right? Of like,
oh, I haven't heard of that. Triangle.
like people, when like they become materialistic. So it's not that like they need it. It's that they want it. And like, that's all you need. Like, if you can sell something to somebody based purely upon like the desirable attributes of the new thing, regardless of whether it really enhances their life in any way, it doesn't matter if they're like enraptured with it, because they're going to buy it.
Right.
So I would say a majority of people in the world probably are very materialistic.
I mean, that's probably right. And that probably,
but you also mentioned cars, right? So cars throughout the years, say my car right now, pretty old car. If someone was like, do you want to keep your car or here's a brand new Tesla?
Yeah.
You're insane if you don't take the Tesla.
Why? Yeah, but
just for a safety aspect.
Yeah, if it's but free. That's not the segment he's talking about. He's talking about the people that literally go out and buy a new car every 2 years. Like, of course, anybody that was given a car would take it.
Yeah, I'd take a Tesla.
He's talking about the people that actually go out and intentionally change their vehicle every 2 years.
Oh.
And they pay for it.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't do that. Like, I haven't bought an iPhone ever.
Do you just get, like, the free upgrade?
It's either a free upgrade or, like, a gift.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really brand loyal. I'd usually just buy the cheapest / most reliable thing. So I'm honestly trying to get a different perspective on this.
I mean, the other thing to consider here is the individuals that have the disposable income. Because if you think about iPhones specifically, right? Yeah, sure, a lot of people have iPhones, but the people that are buying new iPhones every single year have the money to do it. Like, they just do.
But also, they probably trade in their old one anyway. So
well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so they're not buying $1,200 iPhones. They're paying $400.
Exactly. There is an economical aspect to this.
Yeah,
like, for instance, you could trade in your iPhone and go on their like payment plan for an iPhone and end up paying like $20 a month for a brand new iPhone every year. Like, if you're willing to spend $20 a month on a new iPhone every year and just have that be a part of your like fixed costs, sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? I think people look at the actual market price of an iPhone and people that don't do that, right? And go, oh my gosh, why would you ever do that? But they never think, well, no, like, majority of people are not going out and dropping $1,300 on an iPhone.
Right.
Straight. Like, those that have that much disposable income, sure, are doing it. But, like, the majority of people just go on a plan, yada, yada, yada. Like, it's not, like, they don't see it as a huge expense. They just see it as an upgrade.
I guess that's fair. I mean, but even with people who have that disposable income, imagine what you could do. I guess it actually doesn't matter for them. For me, it's like, imagine what you could do if you're not buying a phone, even if you're trading it and you're still losing on that. You're losing money on that. So imagine if you're not doing that, you're putting away that money for something that would be like way more valuable, like vacation or savings or food.
Again, you're talking. You can do it
with anything you buy, though. You could cut down on buying Laphroaig whiskey and save that money instead.
But I don't spend $1,000 on Laphroaig whiskey.
Your argument is solely about technology here, not about.
But it's specifically about technology. Technology has this allure. It's like people are like, whoa, like VR is going to start being huge. And people are going to throw down money and it's going to be shitty and it's going to be terrible. Why? Just wait. Just wait. Save your money and get it when it gets cheap and good.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But your whole argument of like,
I'm just preaching to the world here.
It doesn't always get cheap.
Stop being consumers.
Chris, yeah, what do you want from us in this
topic? I don't
know.
What
are you asking
of us? Just give your money to me. I don't buy anything.
My expenses are no technology ever.
But you're essentially asking, like, why does the world work the way it works? Like, that's how crazy this question is. It's like,
why are economics economics?
No. I'm asking how we're so materialistic. Like, everyone likes buying things, right? But there are certain things that could be priorities, and there are certain, like, I don't understand that, like, the need, like, you feel this need to get something every year, every other year.
Is life easier with an iPhone or with a flip phone?
I would rather have a flip phone.
Is life easier with an iPhone or with a flip phone?
It depends on your lifestyle.
I would say
daily life.
I would say it's 50-50.
All right. So you're on a road, don't know where you're going, pull your flip phone. No GPS. Shit.
I usually know where I'm going.
Okay. Well, you don't.
Okay. You're doing work and you have 45 apps on your phone and you're getting notifications everywhere and everyone everywhere is trying to communicate with you and you can't get anything done.
You just turn notifications on. You put it on sleep mode if you want.
You're going to put your...
Do not disturb. It's a thing.
Do you do not disturb all the time?
And no, you will get no notification.
You can actually set your iPhone to prevent you from using it for anything but like making calls. after I think a certain time.
Yeah, I think
like you can set it to be like, oh, you're done today, and then it just like doesn't let you do anything till like 8 a.m.
That's pretty smart.
CPAP.
I bet you Steve Jobs came up with that. I don't need an iPhone.
Steve Jobs did not come up with that. He's been dead for like 10 years. How long has he been dead? 10 years? I don't even know.
It's only been like six. I don't know. That's between 2 and 10 years.
Is it like a snail's life? Is it like a snail's lifespan?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really trying to make a point here. I'm just trying to understand.
Dude, he died in 2011. It's almost been 10 years.
But it's only been 9.
Really?
All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree and throw the pumpkin out with the pie, as they say.
I'm using that phrase from henceforth. Throw out the pumpkin with the pie.
Throw out the pumpkin with the pie. We're making this a thing.
Well, can it be apple pie?
No. It can't.
God, yeah. Throw out the rhubarb with the pie.
You would be a root man.
Look, I love a good piece of rhubarb. Not going to lie to you about that. But gosh. Okay, well, your topic wasn't a few things. One, it wasn't that funny, and two, it wasn't that interesting.
Since when does it have to be funny?
We're a comedy podcast.
You were the one who wanted to take a philosophical angle. I was asking why are we so materialist?
That's not what you asked.
You guys did not give me a fulfilling answer.
As he sits there wearing brand new clothes and shoes.
Shut the fuck up.
He also said materialist, not materialistic.
I'm not saying you guys are bad for being materialist. I just bought new clothes.
Is materialist the correct word to be using here? I'm sorry. Isn't it materialistic? Like, what does materialist mean in the context?
They're the same word. One's just like a bigger word.
One's longer.
I think a materialist is somebody that makes materials.
Look, I'm just saying I don't get this urge to like constantly buy new things. I always think like, how is this going to help me in the long run? Is it worth my money?
Do you want to know how people's minds work?
Normal people also do that. 80% of the world does that. Or more. I would say 90% of the world
does that. Steve Jobs. He probably has the statistics.
You want a Ouija board?
I don't know. This new shirt I bought is pretty nice, though.
I don't hate it. I'd probably wear it.
To show the listeners that you don't care about materials, you should burn it right now.
That goes against my point. What's the opposite of materialist? Because you spent money on it?
What is that hanging outside of your shirt sleeve?
Oh, this is a glucose monitor.
Now you have diabetes too?
Technology.
Fuck you, Johnny. This was forced upon me. Hey, I didn't want it, and I didn't have to pay for it. Okay?
He's glad you have it.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I have it. I like technology. That's why technology is good.
Okay,
but I waited for the good glucose monitor. I didn't pay for the shitty ones.
He's all like, oh, we should live in a simpler time. I'm not saying we should live in a simpler time. I'm just saying... If Pat lived 100 years earlier than he does now, he would have been dead... In 6 months.
I would rather be dead in six months than have to be beholden to every single person I know by having a phone in my hand.
Or a glucose monitor.
Or a glucose monitor. I'll bet you the Russians are like tracking this right now.
Probably. 100%. Hey, can we get some kind of like...
Do you guys want me to scan it for you?
Well, can we get some kind of software that will link up with our Instagram account and everybody can be constantly monitored about your glucose levels?
Probably. Well, I can show you. I can scan it right now and we can put it up. So at 11:05 on a Wednesday night, my glucose is 99.
What is that supposed to mean? Is that good or bad?
Are you spiking?
It's green.
Are you redlining?
I'm close to 100. It's like an A+. I got an A+ glucose.
We Google it. It's really, really bad.
I'm one away from perfect blood sugar.
Is that what it's supposed to actually mean?
I think
so.
I think it's based on the standard.
I noticed that spike when you got here, and it's when you started drinking whiskey and High Noon, so...
I spiked with that? Yeah, that makes sense.
Actually, you're not wrong.
I'm one away from perfect?
Well, it's from 100 to 125 is, like, normal. So you're not... I mean, you're on the low end.
You should probably
eat a fucking Snickers.
Do you have any?
No, but...
I'll just have a nectarine.
Or we could have some Laphroaig.
That does have sugar. Do the podcast listeners know that I own land at the Lafroig Distillery?
I think we talked about it.
Okay. I just wanted to make a point again that I am a landowner.
Does that make you a citizen of Scotland? If you,
I think so, based on like constitutional rights of America.
By the way,
you should go over and plant the American flag in your plot. I claim this for the U.S.
Like one of those small ones?
Yeah.
Or just like a huge one.
Speaking of Scotland, our family did this like personality thing the other day. And it was testing like your communication style and how you listen. And I was a dolphin, which is the coolest animal. Go dolphins.
Is this a test for 5-year-olds? Is this a Disney Channel?
It's not like for autistic kids.
They gave you a sticker and it was a dolphin.
I didn't get a sticker. I'm a dolphin.
Can we stop getting off track here? Because is that actually, do you have diabetes?
No. It's just a test if like there's something else.
It doesn't necessarily mean diabetes.
Well, my issue is that it actually goes really low. Like I'll eat and then it drops, which is not supposed to happen.
Well, can we just pretend that you have diabetes?
If you want to pretend I have diabetes, then I will lay on the floor and say I've fallen out and I can't get up. And then you guys can give me like a lollipop like Paul Blart. And
that's not a diabetes thing. That's a...
It's hypoglycemia.
Fall on the floor and can't get up.
That was life alert.
That was life alert.
She probably has diabetes. I mean, look at her.
It's just a given. It's a given that she has everything.
All right. If you are an older American, there's probably, a 50% chance you have diabetes? Aren't we the most diabetes-ridden country? Oh wow! Diabetic. Nice. You can use a different variation of the word,
Johnny. Are you a diabetes? Pat, are you a diabetes?
I think I'm going to start doing that just to mess with people. Like I can't use adjectives or adverbs.
That would be rough.
Are you diabetes?
Are you him diabetes?
Do you materialist? All right. Obviously, I didn't make a point. I don't know where I was going with that conversation about technology, but you guys did not give the right answers. And thank you for pointing out this very embarrassing thing I'm wearing. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You're such a good friend. Go back to the beach.
To be honest with you, I thought it was one of those like muscle pads that you put on your like shoulder and they have like the straps, you know, and they come down your arm.
This thing is embarrassed.
It's like a circumference of like 2 centimeters. You thought I was wearing like a full thing?
I could just see the tip of it. And so it looked like,
it's coming down and it sticks. Yeah. It's not
just
that.
Just the tip.
Johnny, always.
Dude, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. A lot of people have diabetes.
I don't have diabetes. Do you have any candy here, though?
No.
Diabetics can't eat candy.
Yeah, they can.
I'm the opposite of diabetic.
They can. They can and they do.
If they have candy, they have to take like an insulin shot.
No, but
if anyone has diabetes,
you're talking about low blood sugar. That's when they have to eat candy.
That's what I have.
Pat needs candy.
No, but people with diabetes. Look, there's a lot of different types of diabetes. It's not just like...
There are two types of diabetes.
We are not doctors.
One of them, I'm pretty sure, need like they're so good at like making sure that they don't, you know, have a high blood sugar that sometimes it is low and they have to like eat something sweet to get it back up to normal.
I know type 1 is like a little more... It's confusing. It's more complex. That might be... Type 1, you can't make insulin, I think.
Oh.
Type 2 is like, for lack of a better word, you're just fat. Then type 2, you develop like via genetics or unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think, the people that I've known that had type 1 diabetes, like, were not fit at all. Like, they were pretty fit people.
Type 1 is usually fully genetic, and you develop it earlier. You know how we said we weren't doctors? I know a weird amount about this. I don't know why. I think it's because my mom is trying to convince me I have diabetes.
Are you trying to convince yourself that you're a doctor?
No, although I do have a lot of the diabetes symptoms. My feet hurt. I'm cold. I pee all the time. I'm constantly thirsty.
This sounds like you've looked this up.
Well, I looked it up and it matched all my symptoms. So am I diabetes? How did we even get into this conversation?
Technology, apparently. We can move away.
Well, that was the round table. A fascinating conversation. We learned a lot of great things. One, we learned that Pat is materialistic and he doesn't know it because he's fighting it with his new clothes and his attitude doesn't align with that. And then also we learned that he has diabetes. So fascinating.
Can I just say one more thing? Clothes are more a part of your identity than like your new fucking phone is. Like that's like saying your personality is like watching The Office. That's what getting a new iPhone is. Clothes like are an extension of your personality.
I don't know, Pat. If I saw you walking with that and then pull out like a Nokia, you're like, you fucking loser.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Get judged for my Android.
If you're going to wear something like this, you have to live up to that lifestyle.
Sorry, does everyone who wears like flamingo shirts and Sperry's has iPhones?
99% of them.
Well, it's kind of like the people that live in those like...
China.
It's kind of like somebody who lives in like the projects or something, right? And rolls up to their parking spot, which is just a public parking lot in like a BMW.
Can I just caveat this? What are you doing?
You know?
Well, there probably are people who have BMWs in the projects.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense.
So you're saying I look nice. Oh, you're saying the BMW, the project is the Android and the BMW is my awesome clothing.
The projects are you.
I'm not quite getting this metaphor. Are you guys?
The project is your lifestyle, and the BMW is your clothes. It's like it doesn't match. You're a fraud.
With diabetes.
A diabetic fraud?
Let me give you an example of a club. Pat would go out to a club looking fresh, right? You know?
Flesh.
Looking flesh. And... you know, all the girls would be like, oh, like, look at this guy. And he'd be on the dance floor and he'd be, you know, getting numbers and having a great time. And then it's like, do you want to go back to my parents' place?
Do I say that? BMW. Oh, you're okay. Now I get it. I don't know how this ties in with my choice of phone, but I get the fake thing. How does this... this is not like I have my shit together. I'm wearing like a little boy's shirt and shoes that everyone wears.
Gosh, if I didn't actually like love what he was wearing, I would want to crush him right now. But the fact of the matter is like,
I do like
you should dress well. And honestly, I don't believe what I just said. Like, I believe that like you should
can't hold it.
Yeah, I can't hold it. Like, I can't do this. I can't play the comedy routine right now. I have to play the truth routine. And the truth routine is you look fresh, don't change, and... it's great for your mental health. So.
It probably is. I mean, you have to like live up to the clothes sometimes.
Agreed. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have, right? I mean,
yeah. I don't think I've ever that's ever worked for anyone. Johnny obviously doesn't give a shit about
this. By the way, Johnny, every time we record, comes over in his work clothes, and before we record, immediately changes into pajamas.
What does that say about your commitment?
Or at least comfy clothes. Not necessarily pajamas, but they could be pajamas.
Also, because it's a million fucking degrees in here.
It's literally 68 degrees in this apartment right now.
That is a lie.
Honestly, based on what you're wearing, you want to get hired as like maybe a 24-hour security man at like a mattress warehouse or something? I think that's like the best thing you could do.
What? He's wearing pajamas?
He's Paul Blart.
You are Paul Blart. But you don't even get a moped or what?
Yeah, moped.
No,
or,
the
no. Oh, Segway.
Segway, yeah. Well, fuck you.
I love this. Johnny's a mall cop and you have diabetes. This was a great episode.
Oh, God.
That derailed so hard. I don't even know where we went with that.
But I enjoyed it very much. Snake-like around the table we've ever had.
Yeah, like an electric eel. Come on, Johnny. Think of something.
All right, we're moving on because I had a thought.
Oh, God.
Johnny's Corner.
Johnny's Corner.
It's my fucking corner, guys. The sentence... Mr. Owl ate my metal worm backwards is Mr. Owl ate my metal worm.
Okay. This is like a race car.
No. Because race car, you would actually say in common parlance. Have you ever heard someone say, "Mr. Owl ate my metal worm"?
No, but that's why
it could be going fishing.
It's fabricated. A lure?
Why would you lure an owl underwater, you dipshit?
No, it's on the dock. He swoops down and eats it.
Okay, so you cast your metal worm. The owl swoops right before the water. His claws dipped into the water as the sun sparkles upon the white foam.
Unimportant.
And you say, "Mr. Owl ate my metal worm."
And then he responds
backwards with,
"Mr. Owl
ate my metal worm."
Hoot, hoot. Hoot.
There's a
hoot,
name. There's a hoot. Name for this kind of thing, though. What's the name for this?
It's a palindrome.
Oh, thank you. A palindrome.
I know it's been a few episodes, but I am still the intellectual. Well, don't lest you forget that.
You're the intellectual in some capacities, but
I think that's the best way to put it. I'm a surprising intellectual. I'm a diabetic intellectual.
You're an intellectual. You're an intellectual in areas that one would expect somebody who's smart to be in, but you're kind of a dumb person in a lot of other
areas.
Wait,
so what is he saying here?
He's saying you're retarded.
You're saying I'm a dumb person who knows things that most people
do. You might be autistic.
Could an autistic person?
Sorry, what was that?
Could an autistic person do this?
Use a phone?
He takes his Android phone. He opens his app. He places it upon his flamingo shirt. 87. I gotta eat something now. Shut it down.
He's crashing.
Get me a fucking Snickers.
Drink some Lafroy.
I gotta get some whiskey. Wow.
Okay, that is kind of actually scary that you went from 99 to 86 in like 10 minutes.
It might be a problem. It's because I'm so...
definitely a problem.
Well,
lecture me about problems as you sit there in your pajamas.
It is 11:18 at night. I will wear whatever I damn please.
Chris is wearing the classic Stupid Fat Hobbits t-shirt, which is still for sale at an outrageous price, which we will... be bringing down shortly. We'll let you know about that.
You can still use the code SHADOWFAX. We decided to keep it going for the sake of sales. Here's the problem. Like, these cost us money to make.
The shirt is nice, though. We have multiple people who like wear it all the time.
We do. Chris Beatty, Michael Bono.
Yeah.
And Cormac Goodwin, sponsor of this podcast.
That reminds me. This episode is sponsored by Cormac Goodwin.
Cormac Goodwin.
Cormac esteemed. I'm trying to do my radio bit.
The ads are funny when you make them like a little more casual.
Okay, fine. Cormac Goodwin's an esteemed graphic design artist in the DC metro area. Is that a word? DC metro area? Yeah. In the metro DC area. And
it's like a palindrome.
He actually did our logo. And these amazing t-shirts that I am wearing right now, which you can find on our Teespring store. Link is in our Instagram bio. You can find them on Instagram at Cormac's Art and request his services.
Dude, he also makes... Have we ever talked about him making music?
No, but he's also a very, very good music producer and has a great... group on Spotify called Offbeat, which you can check out on Spotify. We encourage you to listen to his music, follow him, and I guess if you are a musician and want him to record for you, he's able to do that as well. So
if your glucose is high enough, go out there, follow him, like him, collaborate with him.
Yeah.
Say hi.
If it's too low, I'm gonna get a monitor and
take a nap.
Check it every once in a while. Yeah.
Let the depression consume you.
But yeah,
and then Cormac, go say hi to Cormac.
Exactly. At Cormac's Art. But Pat, that reminded me about something. What if this is the key to it all? What if this glucose monitor is just what you need to wear? Like, what if your happiness and your mental
it's like a placebo type thing.
No. What I'm saying is, what if that monitor on your arm is the key to how you feel? Because what if you just got to keep your glucose between 100 and 125 and you feel fine? Like, what if you feel shitty when it's out of that range?
To be honest, but you just I hadn't thought of that. Like the range itself.
Yeah, the range.
Because generally it's normal, but
what if your glucose is like 2 and then you don't know?
I feel awesome. That's a good point. Surprisingly apt.
Intellectual.
Or the little patch is slowly feeding you
more glucose?
No, I was going to say morphine.
I mean, that's true.
So you really
wouldn't that be something?
Is that legal?
What, to give yourself morphine?
Like a morphine drip?
It is at hospitals, but not for...
Do you know how productive I could be with something like
on
that?
On drugs? I mean, we just go to Florida and get you some bath salts or heroin or crack.
Yeah, I don't know of any over-the-counter morphine.
Well,
there's some close.
If you mix 3 Advil and 2 Tylenol together at the same time on an empty stomach, it does kind of mimic the effects of most narcotics.
That sounds...
I will be doing that tomorrow.
Dumb.
No, I'm kidding. That's kind of dangerous, though, right?
No, they're metabolized by different things, but...
But that's why it's dangerous.
If you take them both, and then you take anything that will mess with your kidneys or liver, you'll die.
Yeah, don't take those and then drink, but that's actually prescribed by doctors in some cases.
The only reason
like
you
severe
would take,
back or neck pain.
Yeah, so the only Advil. Reason you would take 3 Advil and 2 Tylenol at the same time is if you are literally... You cannot handle pain.
Yes.
I might do that sometime. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm also not gonna like tell the truth.
I can just get us some cocaine if you want.
No, it's my back's been hurting me. I'm trying to golf a lot.
My back's also been hurting me. Maybe I'll just... But I solved the problem.
Okay, we've all decided now to do drugs. Breaking news.
Johnny will now be our drug analyst, and Chris and I will be the political commentators. Drugs are bad.
Just say no.
Coronavirus doesn't exist.
We never landed on the moon. We live on a flat earth. Bush did 9/11. Aliens
Bush
are real.
Did 9/11?
I actually like I like that phrase. Bush did 9/11. It's like you couldn't have come up with something better.
No. Straight to the point.
We're talking
like, this will help with the sheep. This is all they can pronounce.
We're talking in drug terminology, so it's like Bush did cocaine, Bush did 9/11. Yikes. Well,
should we start a new podcast called Conspiracies?
I would love that. Can I be like the straight shooter who's like, this is all bullshit?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Johnny can be Mr.
Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson. That's fine. Although Mr. Jefferson wasn't particularly gullible or dumb or,
I don't think I've ever heard you say the word dumb before in my life. Like, dumb is not in your vocabulary.
No, because I think dumb is kind of like a very rude insult. Dumb. Like, stupid is like funny. It's like,
what's worse, dumb or dense?
Oh, you're so dense.
You're so dense.
Dense is, if someone called me dense, I would probably be, it would hurt me a little bit. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm so dense because I have so much love inside me.
Yeah, dense can be taken a lot of different ways if you, depending on the person you're talking to. Like if we asked, told Johnny he was a dense person.
Which is,
that's why I like dunce. Facts right there. Johnny's a dunce. Dunce is good.
I played a dunce in a school play
once.
Are
you kidding? Did you wear the cap?
I wore the cap.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah.
How do you think the teacher picks that? This one looks good. Which one of you can't form words yet?
Now that I think about it, it is not that surprising.
Everything in my life is making sense now.
We've just saved Johnny's life.
Well,
we kind of did. We had a final question here for the boys and girls out west and east and up in the Space Force and down with the penguins.
What is that?
And in the crust of the earth with Jules Verne? Jules Verne? Who wrote
it? Yes, Jules Verne.
Yeah. We had a Lord of the Rings to end it all.
Yeah, let's do a Lord of the Rings segment. Tolkien item, if you will. Okay, here is the question. The hobbits in the Lord of the Rings, the characters, are in a battle royale. say you're a betting man, who's the Hobbit you choose? Who wins?
Do you think they had canned ale at the Prancing Pony?
Why is that relevant?
Well, you can't bet and not drink.
Fair.
Also, do the Hobbits have items?
Do you get one item?
You get whatever they come with.
What do you mean what they come
so
with?
So does Frodo have Sting and the ring?
Oh, well, I suppose he does.
Does Frodo retain his capacity for general whininess and being a bitch?
Well, so you're taking the movie interpretation of Frodo.
Yeah, that's true. I would say if you're going by the books and the movies, it would be Merry, no question, because he's a badass.
Well, I think if you're going by the books, it's Merry, but I think if you're going by the movies, it has to be Sam. I think Sam is more badass in the movies.
Sam is better as a team player if he's fighting for himself. Like, he's a better advocate for someone else. That's, like, his strength.
Fair.
I don't think he's actually very secure in, you know, his own abilities, despite him being the best character.
When Frodo was tied up in the tower.
Well, again, that's what he's talking about, though. Somebody else is his motive.
Like, his key quality is, like, empathy.
He can kill a freaking giant spider, or at least wound it, but he can't ask Rosie out. Like, yikes. Might not do very well for himself.
The question is, are we asking anyone out in this fight?
Yeah, and he has the courage to get some killed in the battle royale.
I mean, Sam is probably...
He killed Shelob and then killed, what, 4 or 5 orcs in the tower?
Yeah.
With a frying pan and a sword? Come on.
But individually, we're saying.
Yeah, I think he destroys Frodo easily.
I think the wild card.
I think the only
I think Pippin might be the front runner. I think Pippin has the best odds. But I think the wild card here is Bilbo.
Are we talking about like 150-year-old Bilbo?
Or like in his prime Bilbo? Yeah.
All the hobbits are in their prime.
Oh, prime Bilbo. Okay, well, can we all agree that Frodo stands no chance?
Oh, dead in seconds.
Yeah, he's done.
He's the first to go.
So Bilbo and Merry, I think, are the front runners. I think Pippin is a wild card, and I think Sam will hold his own, but he will fall.
Can we also back up our Frodo decision? Because I think it's important for the listeners to actually understand why we think this. For me, the reason I think he's dead in seconds is not because of the movie interpretation, but even in the books, right?
He's old.
Well, again, they're in their prime.
Yeah.
But if you think about Frodo, his prime probably was when he was old. But also, he's a little bit prideful. Like, he's a little prideful in the books. And he's...
Is he?
I think so. My interpretation is that he's a little prideful in the books.
Some people might say he's self-assured.
Yeah, but like... I just kind of think that, like, when push comes to shove, if he's fighting those around him who are kin, he will be over. Like, I don't think he ever thinks that Sam is like better than him.
In the books, probably not. Maybe not until the end.
Till the very end. Yeah. But again, we're talking about like the prime of like their life. You know, probably has the ring thing hasn't happened yet. Whatever it might be.
Either way, books, I think you make a valid point. Movies, they kind of speak for themselves. Like, he does, you know, he's got the backbone. He's got the, is chutzpah a word? I feel like that's a word.
It's not.
I think that is. But like, I'm not crapping on him. I just don't think he would have it.
Yeah, agreed. So, okay, that's why Frodo's out of it. But left is Pippin, Sam, Merry, Fatty Bulger.
Fatty Bulger's the one who wins. Fatty Bulger, who was not in the movies, he was in the books. Yeah. He held Frodo's home against the Black Riders. And he made sure Fatty Lumpkin was safe. I don't think that's true.
Was Fatty Bulger the one that they go to and take baths?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're all like, all right, we're going on an adventure. And he's like shaking and trembling. He's like, ooh, I don't want to go on an adventure.
I think Fatty Boulder's a pretty good pick. I'm personally going to pick Pippin, because I think Pippin is just like wild and sporadic, and that would do well.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, unpredictable. In a battle royale, I think that like he takes him down. Like he just does the job. Right?
I think Sam's size, though, has something to do with this.
His girth?
It will slow him down.
Does he win girth points?
He's not quick enough. Pippin dances around him and stabs him in the back.
He doesn't have to be quick. There's only four people.
Well, we don't know. There's more than four people now. I guess there are like six.
Plus Gollum. You can throw Gollum in there. He was like a kind of hobbity thing.
Does Battle Royale have to be four people?
No.
But right. We just said hobbits from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they're just, it's a bunch of hobbits in a cage.
It's a fucking civil war.
Yeah, Rosie's in there. The little kids are in there. The guy with the fireworks is in there.
Farmer Maggot's
in there.
Farmer Maggot might be a good pick.
That's a...
pitchforking people left and right.
Well, that's the thing. If they get items...
I don't think we can deny them their items.
They each get one weapon.
Do they all get the same weapon? I think that
they can,
keeps it
they
equal.
They can choose.
How
it's like
do
the, it's
they
like the scene
choose?
In Gladiator. Pick your weapon.
So do we simulate this? Do we just have a bunch of our friends dress up as hobbits and leave some like plastic weapons out and see who's left standing?
Sure.
This actually might be a very good experiment.
Should we film this?
Absolutely.
All right, we need some volunteers.
Wait, how amazing would that be
to come
if we
to a
go
field.
To a field, we dress up our friends in hobbit outfits. So like cloaks and hairy feet.
This has to
be
done.
Big hairy feet.
This has to be done.
And we lay out like the ring, Sting. Like we just see, and it's just like you have to fight for it.
So it's like a pitchfork, a pipe.
So it's like Lord of the Rings,
the Wizard
Hobbits.
Staff.
Yeah. It's Lord of the Rings, Hobbits meets Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the cornucopia of weapons in a field. Fight to the death.
Yeah, if you do it in real life, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. There might be alliances. There might be, you know, because someone might just sit down and start smoking, roasting a chicken. You have no idea what's going to happen.
We should ask for volunteers for this then.
Yeah, I agree. We'll put out a post.
And we'll distract them all during the battle with like two or three kegs of ale over on like one side of the battlefield. And some people might just like go over there and just start drinking ale. But the problem is the people that don't decide to do that are going to kill them within minutes after they've been appropriately lubricated.
And then
or you could just say that the ones who went straight for the ale are automatically disqualified and would have died in the ring anyway.
Yeah,
so
they don't have temperance.
Done.
Well, we wouldn't. Okay. So if that's the case, we need to pick people that are very keen on you know, indulging in the beverages of Middle Earth, because
I feel like most of our friends
I don't think that's the problem. I think we have to pick people who are keen on attacking someone.
Yeah, I think
no,
you have to find people who don't
the hobbits
want the ale.
Aren't like, again,
oh, that's a good point.
We need people that like who would fight the urge to go have a dram for the sake of winning the battle royale. You know,
wait, are we part of this battle royale or do we just watch and judge?
We watch from above and judge.
Okay. We're
and
like
drink.
the tribunal of hobbits. We like sit on our tables and drink.
Yeah,
sure.
That sounds lovely.
Sounds fine to me.
We'll be by the ale. So if they come over to our table, they would obviously pay us homage. And then
we give someone a cup for a fine hit.
Exactly. A fine hit. Exactly.
Okay. Well, obviously this is happening.
This would be a good summer activity.
So reach out to us if you want to be in the fourth Hobbit film.
It'll be better than all three that have currently been made.
Actually, that's true.
It'll be called just Stupid Fat Hobbits.
Just The Hobbit, Stupid Fat Hobbits.
Yeah.
All right. We are doing this.
Or
we're
just
filming
the Hobbit
this.
Battle Royale. The Hobbit Battle Royale.
Okay. We'll have to get some, you know, we'll get our production company on this, of course.
Yes, yes.
But well, Mary would win. So.
Mary might win. I think Pippin. What are you saying, Johnny?
Sam.
All right. We'll post a poll, as we always do. As we always say and never do. But
well,
maybe
no,
we will.
No,
maybe we will.
You have to enable polls on your Instagram.
That's right. We've posted them. You guys just haven't seen them because you haven't enabled polls. We'll post nice a poll save, about the Hobbit Battle Royale. Let us know who you think would win. All Hobbits are fair game. And we'll get a little listener insight into this. Additionally, like Pat said, let us know if you want to be a part of the Battle Royale to, you know, play out this scenario in real life and see what actually would happen.
Will be provided.
Drinks will be provided. Hobbit feet will be provided.
Rules will be provided. Or there are no rules.
There are no rules.
Wait, hold on. Do they have to kill someone?
They might have to kill someone.
I think this will, to be honest, be a mix of acting and real life.
You're going to be acting in the sense that you're going to be pretending to be a hobbit, but it is going
to
be
they
pretty
all have
real
to
life
fight on their knees.
We'll see.
Well, that is essentially the height of a hobbit, so
that's why I said
that's
it.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, but I wouldn't deny it.
You'll be acting as a hobbit, but your lust for battle and man flesh, or
isn't
sorry, hobbit
there.
Flesh.
You don't have it because you're a hobbit.
So you don't know how to fight.
See, this is the beauty of this. There's so many rules we have to work out. So many rules we have to work out. But I guarantee you, everybody listening thinks this is going to be a blast. So you all want to be a part of it. I guarantee it. If you don't.
And spectators are welcome. We'll just get a few kegs.
Oh, spectators would be good.
We'll get a few kegs.
Well, then the people participating have to get a prize or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll get a free t-shirt.
All right, if you show up and die, you get a free t-shirt.
There will be prizes for everything. Best death.
It'll be an episode. We'll live broadcast the Battle Royale of our fans pretending to be hobbits.
I'm not kidding you. This would be one of the greatest things ever put on film.
I think it'd be fantastic, and it's happening, and we need to plan a date, and there will be more info to come.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
Yep.
So, gentlemen, you hate that. So, hobbits.
That's better.
Hobbits?
Yeah. Better.
Men of Middle Earth.
Well, it's not stupid fat men of Middle Earth, isn't
it? Yeah, stupid fat hobbits. Right, it is time to end the episode. Thanks for tuning in. You can check us out on Instagram at SFH_podcast. Twitter at the same handle, and send your comments, questions, concerns, and inquiries about our SFH Hobbits Battle Royale to sfhpodcasts@gmail.com.
We're serious about this.
We are very serious. Don't take us...
Not seriously.
We will see you all next week.
And here
we have an update. Remember at the beginning when Pat was talking about, we'll make this quick because we have to go, but when Pat was saying that, like Chris goes on vacations, Pat is taking a 2-week vacation, which prevents us from recording for the next 2 weeks. So you will see us in 3 weeks, and then you can air your grievances about his absence then. But
wait, you guys just aren't recording for 3 weeks?
Two weeks.
Would you like us to?
Yeah. I would like to hear, do you continue carrying the beacon? Because one man falters doesn't mean you guys just give up and retreat?
We will see. I mean, it's not. I'm also away next weekend, so there's also that.
You're away?
I'm away.
God, there's just no commitment to this.
So this is going to be rough, but it's fine. It's fine.
We're not completely concrete on there not being episodes, but
we're
it's
not,
a bit of
but
the touch
and go.
But we're
going to say, for the sake of argument, we'll see you guys in 3 weeks. Maybe sooner. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes.
If you somehow enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.
Look at this, Pat.
What?
Isn't he neat?
I did buy new clothing.
Wouldn't you say his diabetes complete?
I don't.
Wouldn't you say he's a turd?
What the hell is going on? A turd who eats everything.
I don't. I have hypoglycemia.
He's got illness and sickness of plenty.
That's true.
Depression and gout, that's for sure.
You want therapy sessions? He's got 20.
Too far.
But who cares? No big deal.
He needs more.
Because of the worst. Look at you two insulting your mate. Johnny will die before 38. And I'm sorry, but Chris has no friends.
Lost the melody, but good attempt.
I didn't have as many stanzas. Also, screw you guys. What the, my glucose is at 84 right now. I'm fine.
You're plummeting, Pat. You're plummeting.